Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Good news for South Suburban residents. A new alternative is now available for residents who need to take care of business at a Secretary of State's driver services facility. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya explains.
The driver's license facility in Chicago Heights had been badly damaged by fire during rioting that took place after George Floyd's murder. Almost a year later, and it's still being repaired. So the Illinois Secretary of State's office has decided to open a temporary facility at Prairie State College in Chicago Heights. Spokesman Dave Drucker told CBS 2.
We don't know when the older building that was so damaged will be ready to go. We're going to be with this facility functioning at least until then.
Drucker says the state does not own the building that houses the damaged permanent facility and is at the mercy of its owner to get it repaired. The temporary facility will be open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting tomorrow. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Tributes are pouring in from around the world for an architect who made his mark on the Chicago skyline. 81-year-old Helmut Jahn died in a bicycle accident over the weekend near St. Charles.
Helmut Jahn was born near Nuremberg, Germany. He developed an interest in architecture while watching the city rebuild after the punishing Allied bombing campaigns of World War II. He moved to Chicago in the 60s to attend the Illinois Institute of Technology. While he didn't graduate, he made his mark on the city's skyline. His most notable building is the James R. Thompson Center, the glass-enclosed state office building that is both loved and hated by downtown office workers. Jahn designed the United Airlines Terminal 1, the CTA train station at the airport, and the glass office building that replaced the Chicago and Northwestern train station. He also designed the Oakbrook Terrace Tower and the library in Michigan City, Indiana. Rob Hart, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker's office is reminding taxpayers qualifying Illinois families may be able to claim a larger federal child tax credit and request advanced payments this year.
The recently enacted American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 makes that possible. The state is telling all Illinois families to file their 2020 individual income taxes by the May 17th deadline, even if they had no income to report and are generally not required to file. This would ensure their eligibility. Dave Marcet, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A reminder, radio.com is now Audacy. Download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Listen to WBBM and all the news, sports, music, and podcasts that move you. It's 10:08. Traffic and weather together on the 8th, sponsored by the Chicago Bar Lawyer Referral Service. Here's Bo Duran.
Cisco, for over 1 hour now, we've had all lanes blocked on the northbound side of the Tri-State Tollway, and the situation continues. It's just before the Grand Avenue curve where we had a fully engulfed vehicle fire. We still have all lanes blocked. No traffic is getting through on the northbound side of the Tri-State before the Grand Avenue curve. Traffic is absolutely jammed. Solid part starting all the way back at Cermak Road. This is a six-mile parking lot. That is the northbound side of the Tri-State Tollway. So avoid this. If you're heading northbound on the Tri-State right now and you're in the area of Hinsdale or further south, exit at Ogden. Take Ogden over to the east, go to Mannheim, go to the west, go to Route 83. Both are going to be much better choices to head north up to about Irving Park. You can get back over to the Tri-State Tollway from Irving Park Road and continue on your northbound 294 trip near O'Hare. But wow, the northbound side of the Tri-State Tollway is just absolutely jam-packed, solid part. from Cermak Road all the way up to before the Grand Avenue curve, so avoid it at all costs. The Edens in and outbound, you're okay. The Kennedy on the inbound side, 27 from O'Hare, 17 in from the junction. On the outbound side of the Kennedy, no problems. The Eisenhower inbound, 36 minutes from Route 390. You're looking at 21 in from Mannheim. The outbound Ike is good. Stevenson problem-free in and outbound. The Dan Ryan inbound just 20 minutes from 95th into downtown. Outbound's fine. 57 and the Bishop Ford are both good with no Lakeshore Drive issues. The Jane Addams, the Reagan, and 355 tollways are all clear. Route 53 and I-80 looking good in northwest Indiana. 8094, I-65, and the toll road are checking in okay. Next traffic report, 1018, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
We have a lot of clouds and some scattered rain in Chicagoland. Occasional peaks at the sun as we head to a high of 52 degrees. Right now, 46 degrees. A mixed day on the markets. The Dow up 263. NASDAQ is down 223. And the S&P is down 5 points at 1010.
In a symphony, the key players work together in harmony. At Symphony Care Network, their harmonious approach to skilled nursing and assisted living care keeps your loved ones healthy and safe. With COVID-19, they've elevated their commitment, employing Symphony safe measures, including daily disinfections, electrostatic misters, installation of advanced air purifiers, check-in kiosks with built-in thermometer checks, and mandated PPE. To learn more about these and other Symphony safe COVID-19 prevention initiatives, visit them at symphonynetwork.com.
I'm Lizzie Goodman, and welcome to Difficult Artist, a podcast about the creative process. The concept is simple. We're talking to amazing artists about how and why they make what they make. The aim is to learn something new about the people who make the things we love and to inspire. So listen and follow Difficult Artist, a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios, available now for free on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 10:11. The University of Illinois is now offering a virtual summer camp for high schoolers with autism. It's designed to aid in their transition to college.
High school students with autism wanting to learn more about the college experience can now join the free virtual camp, which will be held via Zoom in the last week of June. Students who will be sophomores, juniors, or seniors this fall will learn about opportunities and resources that the university offers to people with autism and get tips for college success. One of the sessions is aimed at parents to provide them with any necessary information. The registration deadline is May 24th. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The brother of a Chicago Bears player has been found dead after an apparent electrocution.
The missing man discovered at the Duke Energy substation in North Carolina was identified as 25-year-old Tyrell Antar Cohen, according to Raleigh police. Tyrell is the twin brother of Bears running back Tariq Cohen. The Wake County Sheriff's Office says Tyrell was reported missing to the Raleigh Police Department on Saturday evening. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
May Local University has earned a new ranking.
The University of Illinois Chicago has been ranked 11th in the country among public universities in the listing of America's top universities by QS World University Rankings. UIC's overall rank this year climbed to 36 out of 352 public and private universities awarding doctoral degrees. The QS Group is a global higher education research company that's been publishing international university ranks since 2004, one of the three most widely read ranks in the world. The Wall Street Journal and Times of Higher Education recently ranked UIC highest in the Midwest region for diversity at 13th nationwide. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.